All right, I thought we played hard tonight. Good team on the road. We spotted them two possessions, and you can't do that. Penalties hurt us. It's good. It's a short week, and it's not going to get any easier. With that, we'll open it up to questions.
How concerning is it to you that there were some of the same problems early again that you've been talking about all week? Turnovers, penalties.
Yeah, we got to eliminate the turnovers. You can't give a good team on the road, especially this team. You can't give them two possessions.
Why do you think the message isn't getting through at this point?
The message is getting through. I just think we need to take care of the ball. We need to field. We need to catch the punt, obviously, and. You know, there was a collision that happened on the interception. The ball was outside, and they made a nice play on it.
And did you feel like the offense struggled to deal with crowd noise?
No, I don't think crowd noise was an issue. It is loud here. I thought we handled the crowd noise. We didn't have any penalties because of crowd noise. And I thought communication was clean for the most part. It is a tough place to play, but crowd noise didn't factor in the outcome. It was a post route and a post throw. The ball didn't look like it came out clean. And I think Eli got had some pressure, had someone around his feet. And Odell had, there was some collision on it down the field. I didn't see it. My eyes got there late. I was looking at the pocket. But, you know, the ball was, he was inside and the ball was outside. So, and they made a nice play on the ball. It was an adjustment.
Vikings didn't sack you, like, did they rattle you on anything?
I don't think so, no.
How about your offensive line? I
thought the offensive line pass protection, they did a nice job in pass protection. Ran the ball, could have ran the ball more, could have done a better job there. When we got to a two-score game, we wanted to cut that score to one score. We did that, and then they extended the lead, and then we were really in a two-minute mode there. Early in the fourth.
And the taunting penalty on Odell,
I didn't see anything. I'm going to have to go back and take a look at the TV copy to see if I can see something.
Did he have an explanation for you
with
the officials? Or?
He gave his coaches an explanation, yes.
Is that the kind of thing you talked about earlier in the week? How like, can it be a distraction? Is that the kind of thing?
No, I didn't see anything. It wasn't a distraction. It was not. As a team, we need to eliminate the penalties. We have too many penalties. Seven penalties tonight. I believe it was seven. Too many.
They took Rhodes out of the game.
We left them in the game.
What did they do to limit them?
They played a lot of too high man coverage. And they played a lot of double teams.
What do you have to do to get in the ball?
First things first, you have to find the one-on-one. Did I think who did that?
You.
I think we struggled finding the one-on-one that reflects our completion percentage.
Do you think your quarterback
today? We need to complete the ball at a higher percentage.
Why was DRC active?
That was a coaching decision.
Is he healthy enough to play?
He was going to be used in an emergency role if needed. We didn't want to give him the start and give him a lot of reps.
What happened at the end of the first half? Did you regret not using your timeout after?
No, we didn't want to give him the ball back.
14 seconds left or whatever.
After which?
First, the end of the first half.
No, we wanted to
rush the line.
Yeah, we wanted to beat him in transition. We didn't spike it. We wanted to try to beat him in transition, and we wanted to try to beat him in transition and get a completion on it. As opposed to giving them time to get their D-line fresh and huddle up.
Thank you.